Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, amen. Again tonight we are talking about remaining faithful to the God who has called you, hallelujah, has called you out of the world into his marvelous light. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. In other words, living in a manner befitting the divine call, remaining faithful to the God who has called you. You know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The one that sits high and look low, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that has all power in his hand. So as a believer of Christ, as a believer of Christ, we must live according to the word of God. And we have to live worthy of Christ's calling on our lives. As believers of Christ, we must be imitators, hallelujah, with God to know that the specific calling that he has given to each and every believer of Christ. You see, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes, there is a call for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on our part as believers of Christ. So people, hallelujah, people of God, as the days grow more difficult, even now in 2020, and as pressures against our faith increase, I stop by tonight to encourage you to renew your commitment to remain faithful to the Lord all the way to the end. In the because of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, it says, be thou faithful unto death. You see, the Lord will always be faithful to you and I as a believer of Christ. God don't give up on us. Sometimes we give up on him. But when we are find ourselves in that situation, let's get back in right standing with him. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, faithfulness is a matter of the heart, and it flows from a heart of love. I'm going to say that again. Believers of Christ, being faithful, being a faithful steward on what God has entrusted for you. Faithfulness is a matter of the heart, and it flows from a heart of love. Yes, the God that we serve, he wants us to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So again, tonight we are talking about remaining faithful to the God who has called you. In the book of 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. People of God, in the society that we are living in, it is filled with our idolatry, where people are serving many idol gods, small g, by nature, apart from God's grace. We as well as others, even believers of Christ, we find ourselves serving small g, G-O-D-S, gods of pleasures, of self, of materialistic, and of other things that are distraction from what we should be doing. But none of these gods, small g, are faithful. There's only one. Oh, yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, the small gods, the idols that we get sidetracked with, they cannot give us real happiness. These small gods cannot supply us with the grace of sanctification and preservation. So we as believers of Christ must always remember and understand that the God that we serve is the one and only true God. And he is so faithful. God is also a calling God. God is calling his people, even now in 2020, his people onto fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Remember this always, that God's saving call, it's a call to a particular people, a remnant that he has set aside, that he has called out, his church and the true saints, remaining faithful to the God who has called you. It is something that we must be determined to do. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening to this teaching tonight, we as God's people must have a made-up mind. Our mind must be made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Our mind should be made up to be determined to run this race all the way to the end. Yes, life is like a race. It is not a sprint, but it's a long distance marathon. You see, those who God called as calling from darkness into light, those that he have called from out of the world into the beloved family of God. He has called those that are not wise, those that are not mighty, those that are not of noble birth. Rather, God calls those that are foolish, weak, and lowly in the sight of man. Those who are called by God know themselves to be sinners that are unworthy of God's grace and deserving of God's everlasting wrath. Yet God knows them as those whom he chose from eternity to be his people, those for whom Christ died and rose again for, those in whom the Holy Spirit implanted the new life of Christ, those who are made saints and brought into the fold, the church of Christ. So people of God, when God calls us, he speaks to us. He does so as we stand by nature in the world of sin and unbelief and ungodliness, loving the lies and hating the love. You see, God calls us out by saying, come out of unbelief and ungodliness. Stop having ungodly ambitions. Don't strive after worldly greatness. Stop having fellowship with ungodly unbelievers and come into the knowledge of the truth, walking in the light and enjoying the saving fellowship of Jesus Christ, our Lord, remaining faithful to the God who has called you. God's call comes to us through the preaching of the gospel. As the Holy Spirit works by that preaching to save the elect. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 23 through 24. It says, "But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, and unto the Greek, foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." See, the Apostle Paul also reminds us that it is not the preaching alone, but it is the preaching as the Holy Spirit uses it that, hallelujah, that calls the call, that initiates the call of God in our lives. Because you see, man by nature cannot understand the gospel message as set forth in the scriptures and in the preaching. But God has revealed them unto us by his Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, the child of God hears the call of God. When the Holy Spirit uses the preaching of the gospel, working by faith in our hearts to hear our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, speaking to us. When you love to hear the gospel and the gospel message preached, and you are willing to testify that you heard Christ in the preaching of the gospel message, you give evidence that you are called, that you are a called out one. So remaining faithful to God who has called you, it is a decision that we must make on our own. You see, God has called us unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. So, people of God, to have fellowship with God and Christ, we must understand we must understand that God is God, and he is our Father, and Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. We must understand them to be the one and only and complete. Jesus is Christ, the anointed one of God. He is the head and mediator of the church. Jesus is the anointed one. Jehovah, he came here on earth. Jesus was born of a virgin, took upon himself the form of man, walked on this earth, became that sin barrier for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He took upon himself the sins of man and put it upon his shoulders. He drove an old rugged cross from Judgment Hall all the way to a place called Skull at Calvary's Hill. He was nailed to the old rugged cross. They put spikes in the palm of his hand and the ankles of his feet. They lifted them high and they stretched them wide. And before he gave up his spirit to the Father, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You see, Jesus is the Son of God, and he's God's only begotten Son. Jesus work the work that he performed on the cross of Calvary. He is the one that shed his blood for you and me and all mankind, all for those that will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Jesus, he is the way maker. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our complete and our all-sufficient Savior, our God, our Lord, who redeemed us with body and soul, who now delights in fellowship with us, and so call us as children of God, as believers of Christ, into fellowship with him. People of God, we know that God is faithful and he is trustworthy. God is dependable. He's unchanging. He keeps his promises. Again, all the promises of God in him is yea and amen. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you. Here in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. The Apostle Paul is giving Timothy, the young preacher, he's giving him some advice. And he said, "Oh, Timothy, guard what you have, what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and from the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing has wandered from the faith. Grace be with thee." Amen. So Paul, the Apostle Paul, is encouraging Timothy and to let him know to be on guard. Guard your heart. Because out of it become the issues of life. Entrust what you have heard to God Almighty. Entrust what you have been called to do into his hands. There's things as a young man, even as an elderly Christian, that we must turn away from. We are living in a time where people will believe a lie before the truth. And they will look at truth as being false. But we as believers of Christ, those that have mature in the faith, we must take a stand for righteousness' sake. We must draw the line in the sand and let the world know for God, I'll live, and for God, I'll die. For the things that God says in his word, I believe it, I trust in it, and I'll stand on it. For righteousness' sake. So we must turn away from ungodly conversation that is trying to sway us from the truth of the Word of God. And we must oppose ideas of so-called leaders that are false prophets within the body of Christ. We must try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it is of God or not. But in order to do this, we must stay prayed up in the things of God. We must know the word for ourselves. That's why it's so important again to study, to show yourself approved one of God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must, on a daily basis, get in our prayer closet and have a little talk with Jesus. Have a time of prayer. Not always audibly, but being conscious of the fact of being able to pray without ceasing. Bible says for us to pray without ceasing according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. For us to pray when things are going good. Pray for things when things are not going not so good. Just pray. Hallelujah. And we must have a knowledge of the truth, not taking or adding to the word of God. Simply telling it just the way it is. Not watering down the word to satisfy people on what they want. No, we got to give it the way God gave it, in the word of God. Preaching the word of God exactly, rightly dividing the truth. Preaching and believing in faith that our work is not in vain. We only need grace, the grace of God, and that we are so thankful and grateful for. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you. Are you, as a child of God, passionate about your faith and about living the Christian life? You see, the world as a whole, it needs to see passionate being illustrated through Christians, through Christianity. The world wants to see action. We have talked the talk for so long, but signs and wonders have not followed everything we said. That's why our lifestyle has to be a lifestyle pleasing in God's eyesight. In other words, our audio must line up with our video. As believers of Christ, we want to be faithful and passionate followers of His. And the church needs passionate disciples, those that are willing to learn and grow in the things of God. You see, the word passionate means having strong desires, feelings, and convictions. So people of God, believers of Christ, be faithful to the gospel message, to the gospel way. Stay focused on your God-given assignment. Get in your proper lane and run your race. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Listen to the unction, the nudging of the Holy Spirit in your life. Don't allow to wander off course on the assignment that God have given for you to do and accomplish while you're here on earth. Seek God's grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor with God and with man. People of God, remember this, that the Bible calls us out of sin and to a radically transformed lifestyle of righteousness. Yes, we are, as believers in Christ, we are no longer free to do as our sinful hearts desire. We have been bought with a price, and we are called to glorify God with our action. Remaining faithful to God who have called you. So we as Christians must daily strive to walk worthy of our call, our assignment that God has given us to do. Yes, God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. So again, people of God, believers of Christ, who walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which he or she have been called, is the one whose daily lives corresponds to his or her high position as a child of God and fellow heir with Jesus Christ. So our practical living must match our spiritual position in Christ. Yes, Ephesians 4, verse 1. Again, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling by which you are called. In other words, living in a manner befitting the divine call of God in your life. See, the Lord will reward our faithfulness to him. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You may be tore up from the floor. You may be, your back may be against the wall, and you don't know which way to go. Well, I stop by tonight to give you a word of encouragement, to let you know that, first of all, to get right with God, to come back to him, to get back in right standing with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which works as one. First thing that we must do as a sinner, as a backslidden Christian, is to come back to God. It's to get to the place of repentance. Get to the place to come back at the foot of the cross and repent of your sin. If we do this with a sincere heart, throwing both hands up and surrendering all areas of our lives to Christ, to God, God will forgive us. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And after we repent of our sins, we must make a confession of faith. All this is done by faith. You confess and you believe. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, for with our heart we believe unto righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, after you do this, and you are sincere about your confession and your belief, then God can work with you. He stands with his hand outstretched to welcome you into the kingdom of God, in the beloved family of God. Once you do this, then you pray and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing fellowship where the word of God is being preached, where the name of Jesus is being lifted up, where the gospel is being preached, not watered down, pulpits, just the way it is. God will turn it around for you. He'll turn you around and put your foot on solid ground. He'll place within you a hunger for his word, a hunger to do the right thing. We ought to remember that with that there is the devil. Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Yes, he is busy. Him and his imps in this world that we are living in. He's the little G God of this world. He's the prince of the air. But once we get filled with the Holy Spirit, according to the book of Acts, to be filled with the Spirit of God, then we'll grow and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we need God's strength. We need his power to work in us and through us. Let God do what he does best, and that is to conform us to the saving knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. God will take you, he'll mold you, he'll stretch you, he'll break you. He'll make you into the vessel that is set apart for the master's use, that he may be able to use you to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Yes, God is good. He can crown your head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, we thank you for this teaching tonight. We thank you, Father God, that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will stand, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word is already settled. Precious Father, I thank you for those that are listening to this teaching. I ask that the anointing of the Spirit of God would just draw them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, for those that will be listening at a later date, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will just quicken to them on how important it is to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We thank you, precious Father, for being able to teach and preach on a local level, for being able to reach on a global level through the use of the internet. We thank you, Father God. I pray a special prayer upon Apostle Jay and her family, her husband, as well as their family. I pray, precious Father, that you would just continuously to open up doors, bless their ministry, let it grow, precious Father, leaps and bounds. Let increase come. Hallelujah, as far as fellowship, as far as membership, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my wife that is standing with me. I thank you for Prophetess Lisa Tebow. I thank you, Lord, that you have trusted us and enabled us to be the overseers and the undertakers of, hallelujah, the overseers of Cedar Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, as well as Busting Loose and Faith Ministries. Thank you for the anointing that is upon our lives. Thank you for opening up new doors for us in the area of ministry. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We hope something's been said that you can use in your life today and share. Also, we'd like for you to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends. Have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. Also, if you'd like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself with questions, comments, topics you'd like discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that P.O. box is P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Have a great and safe weekend. And the Lord willing, we hope to be with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.